friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at listening for God's voice, and this is the preface. God can get anyone's attention by shouting. For example, on the road to Damascus, a loud voice and a bright light turned his archenemy into a disciple. But most of the time, he prefers to speak in a softer voice, one that we can miss if we're not listening carefully. I'm not sure anyone can be a real expert on hearing God's voice, since God controls it, not we. And I've had some embarrassing gaps in both listening and obeying, some of which I'll relate to you. Recently, however, God has put on my heart to share with you what I have learned over 50 years of actively listening for God's voice. I found that when I seek God for what to preach and teach, I am usually able to discern His desire. I sought the Lord about the girl to marry, and even received the date for the marriage from God. God's voice has been a huge comfort and guide for me. I share humbly, realizing that I have much to learn. The focus of this study is on hearing God's voice in words and in promptings. When I say hear, I don't mean to suggest that God usually speaks in an audible voice, but that we can discern Him speaking in strong impressions in our mind and spirit. It is that voice of God that we're especially exploring in this study. We won't focus, however, on the spiritual gifts of prophecy, the word of knowledge, or the word of wisdom. While the Holy Spirit is the common denominator between these gifts, and how normal disciples might hear God's voice and promptings, to treat these gifts of the Spirit adequately would require a completely different kind of study. Nor will we focus on guidance per se, a subject all its own. God guides us in many ways, through circumstances, other people, a Bible verse that the Holy Spirit quickens to us, and of course, God's voice can be a means of guidance. A comprehensive study of guidance is beyond the scope of this study. Here we are narrowly focusing on God's voice and promptings to try to understand them better. The challenge is that I am seeking to teach a learned skill or art, not a body of content. This isn't a set of objective rules you can follow to get the desired result. It is subjective, relational, controlled by God, not us. Nor can I sit down with you at Starbucks to give you feedback and help you learn. I know that God is fully able to speak to His people directly without any assistance. However, I believe you'll learn faster and better if you listen to God in a Christian community. So I'll be asking you to find a mentor if you can, plus a spiritual buddy with whom you can interact as you begin to learn what God's voice and whispering sound like. I'll also be asking you to begin a daily quiet time or renew your current practice so it is more meaningful. I'll be asking you to complete a practical assignment in each lesson and then share how it's working out with your mentor or spiritual buddy. In this way, you can try your wings and begin to learn to fly even before you finish the study. However, I must warn you that you face a clear spiritual danger as you begin this course. If you settle for learning about God's voice without seeking to discern and obey it yourself, you will suffer great damage, for this will have the effect of inoculating you against catching a full-blown case of conversing with God. James 1:22, be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So plan to enter fully into the process. Don't just read and nod your head. I found that this idea of hearing God's voice is amazingly attractive to us humans. I used to take my guitar and sing at convalescent homes. By far the most requested song among the folks of that generation was In the Garden. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I invite you to join me on a journey of drawing closer to Jesus, to listening for and then obeying God's voice and promptings. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for an opportunity to learn and study and go deeper in you. Lord, we don't want some kind of cooked up sort of thing that we fool ourselves into believing. We want the real thing from you. We want to know you and hear you and follow you. And so, Lord, I pray that over these 5 weeks that we'll be studying together, that you might help each of us. I pray that you'd help my friends half a world away as they seek you and hear from you. I pray that you'd help people as they find some spiritual friends to work with, some mentors. I pray that you'd help people as they begin to establish or reestablish a quiet time that allows them to be quiet before you. Help us, O God. We're just fallible human beings, but we seek to know better the living God. In Jesus' name.